So often people feel so unhappy and uncomfortable at their job that they want to do anything to get out. And that out seems like quitting, or that out seems like leaving. And that's such a different and a more emotionally charged perspective and action rather than like a grounded actual action of planning, of thought, of intention. And I've been in both.
You're listening to the Almost 30 podcast, hosted by Krista Williams and Lindsay Simsek. Almost 30 started as a conversation about the transition from our 20s to our 30s. But then we realized life is full of transitions. So we expanded our mission.
We are an intuition-led, wellness-focused lifestyle podcast that promises to deliver authentic conversations, diverse points of view, and insights rooted in optimism, growth, and intention. The Almost 30 Nation community is a group of purposeful dreamers who are smart, passionate, and always seeking the full potential in every aspect of their lives.
At Almost 30, we're making magic together. We dream it,
and then we do it.
Thanks so much for tuning into the Almost 30 podcast.
Here we go.
Hello. Oh God, we're both wearing white. Hey guys, welcome back to Almost 30 podcast.
Hi everyone.
I'm so glad you're here, truly, madly, deeply. It's been so amazing to connect with you guys through this time.
Yeah, I feel like we're closer than ever.
Yeah, I agree.
And I didn't know...
You guys are cool. Everyone's cool.
Everyone's cool as hell. But I have to be honest, I didn't know how people were going to be reacting during this time. But damn, I'm impressed.
I know. Everyone's being really cool.
Everyone's actually... They're like, I'm using the tools. Considered. I'm learning a lot of things. I'm pivoting. I'm adapting.
I'm recognizing that... I am responsible for my circumstance or my feeling, and that, you know, there's just a lot of goodness happening within our community. So very, very proud. And everyone, I feel like, is taking, if they have been furloughed or let go, or the job financial transitions very beautifully with grace.
When you have like a greater awareness about everything in life, you kind of can connect the dots before they happen or right after they happen. So if you're furloughed, you're like, okay, well, maybe this is an opportunity for me to actually do what I want to do, or what have you.
100%.
It's cool. It's inspiring. We love you. And that is not to say that, you know, we haven't heard stories from you guys where it has been a struggle. And, you know, we've had our moments and it has been high and low, but I think like being able to feel all of the feelings during this time has been a lesson in itself. Cause I think before this, we were moving so quickly. I didn't really feel all the stuff that was coming up. And while uncomfortable at times, I do think it's productive for our souls. Not to sound cheesy, but it does feel like I'm kind of moving some stuff.
I want to act like I'm in quarantine for the rest of the year.
Oh, I am.
I honestly said, I was like, 2020, I'm going to be quarantining the whole time.
No traveling. Well, it does make me nervous to think about like having to rev up again because there's so much unknown. I'm not like necessarily a germaphobe in that way, but I'm like, do we have to right now?
I know.
Can we just like play it safe for a year?
I know. Yeah, it's just, I feel like I'm not done with this incubation time, and I've done a 100%. Kind of good job of slowing down, but I don't feel like I really got to the crux of it or its fullest extent. So I want to get there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to really be there where I'm like, okay, I feel really good about my home. I feel really good about everything that's going on. I feel like I'm balancing it well, and I just don't feel like I'm there yet.
Yeah, I just want to hit a rock bottom.
I know, honestly. I'm like skating around. I'm like hovering above rock bottom.
Oh, shit.
You got to let people hit their rock bottom.
It's true.
That's the damnedest. That was like a thing, I think, when you were younger in like high school and seventh and eighth grade. No one ever let anyone hit their rock bottom. You were always like talking to your friends or like...
Totally. I'm trying to think about like... I guess parents would be a big culprit in not letting their kids like hit a rock bottom.
Dude, not my parents.
Do you know what I mean?
They were like cause of my rock bottom. But it actually was interesting in Untamed by Glennon Doyle. Mm-hmm. I read that. I'm sure you guys have all read that too. And
I love the structure of that book.
Yes.
You fly through.
I actually
and
was
it's
like,
so good.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I could write about
this. Yeah, I love it.
But in it, when she talked about, yes, how parents should sort of be there to witness that, to witness and guide them through like a rock bottom and just be there for them, but not avoid, not keep them from hitting
mm-hmm.
rock bottom. And I think that's the same with friends. You know, I think.
Well, cause we want to go in and like do surgery. What can I do yep. to help? How can I make it better? And we don't want the people in our life that we love so much to feel the pain. But if I often like pretend like I'm an observer of my own, say I'm like with you, observing an interaction where like, what would I want to see the interaction be right now? Like, is it just me listening and holding mm-hmm. space or mm-hmm. is it me being like, oh my God, okay, like what can we do to help? Like what feels better? And it's always just that like creating space and yeah. like letting that person feel.
Yeah. And it didn't really sink in with me what create, I was like, what is creating space? And I love that in my life where it's like, something hasn't made sense until it did. And it never made, I was like, what is creating space? What does that mean? And now it actually makes sense to me where it's like, there's an actual space between you and the person and their experience where they are able to fully have their experience outside of any reaction or any, like any interruption from you.
Mm-hmm.
You will not interrupt or change their experience from happening. So they're allowed to express, feel, emote as much as they want, and you will not interrupt that. And I think for so long, it was seeing someone feeling and matching their feeling, getting where their feeling was, being there with their feeling. And that's such a different thing than like holding space for someone and actually letting someone go through their entire process. Because if you're not, if you're kind of in their face, you're like, oh, it's okay, it's okay. They're going to go down, but they're going to go right back up because they feel like they need to for you. They feel like they need to respond to you. And this is a codependency thing. They feel like they need to respond to you to make, you know, sure that you know they're okay because now they're invested in your experience. It's just the whole thing.
Yep. Yeah. It's actually with Sean, he holds space really well, but it freaked me out because when I would like get really vulnerable and say things that were going on and it was like a lot emotionally, and he would just like not say, not have those little fillers of like, oh, totally, I get it, which I would do normally. But for, and then after I would run through, he'd be like, okay, like, thank you for sharing that. And then like kind of go into how he felt about it. But it freaked me out because I was like, what is that? And it was perfect because I was allowed to kind of feel everything that would like ebb and flow, the emotion of like anger, frustration, or sadness, or whatever, without having that. What you were saying was that like up and down and having to manage the other person's experience. But I'm not used to that and I'm learning how to do
that. Yeah. Yeah. And also, too, it's very telling of the person that's having the experience, too, if like they're going to change their situation for the other person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's like a lot of times people are having an experience because they're predicting the reaction of the other. So they might shift how you might have shifted what your experience should actually be because you're kind of predicting or wanting to contort the experience of the other person. So by being just still and quiet, it allows you to have, this is what I was experiencing. This is how I changed it. This is what I'm actually experiencing. And now I understand.
Mm-hmm.
It's yes. a lot.
It's a
I have
lot.
No idea how we got here.
Did anyone track that?
Honestly.
Holy
prayers. Prayers. Talking about holding space during this time, I guess. Hello.
Oh my God. Like, what have you been doing lately? I feel like we've been in quarantine for 7 years, but it's only
I haven't been to like a gym in 2 months.
I know, I actually had a low stupid. The other day. I was just like, oh man, I kind of miss.
Yeah, I miss my gains.
I just miss, I don't know, like being with people. I'm fucking motivated by people.
Yeah, me too.
A lot of
you definitely are.
And just telling people,
yeah.
having people tell me what to
yes.
do.
But my workouts are hilarious.
You're like,
it's like literally, it's like five leg lifts till it kind of burns. And I'm like, flip, five leg lifts, do a little scroll, flip, do a little scroll, watch a little YouTube. I do, oh my God, it's literally a joke. But yeah, I was thinking, you know, the gains thing is a joke, but it's also serious. It's like, dude, a lot of people have been working out for a long time. Like, I'm not going to be at a gym for months. I'm going to lose any progress. I tried to run the other day. It was fucked up. I was like, oh. Hmm.
Oh, I was in slow motion. I was like, is everything okay here?
Honestly, I was like, have you ever ran?
And then I was like, I am Danielle Pacenti. I am Danielle Pacenti.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Like, hello. How can I just fly when I know. Run?
How can I love this? I think for me, the running is, it's always the phone in my hand. It's annoying.
In my leggings, which is also not the most comfortable, but it's better.
I need to get an Apple Watch or something, but it's just, because then I switch my songs, change the experience, whatever. But that's not where you're supposed to run. You're supposed to be like in your head. But yeah, I think for my routine now, so at the beginning, it was like really open and lush and like kind of nice because we had so many things that got canceled. But now that it's fucking May, it's like back in the swing, you know? So it's really more of the working from home, walking in the morning, walking at night, scheduling in call walks with people. And just like my morning routine now is way longer than it was before because I have my dream journaling, which is like half hour of, because my dreams are fucking wild. And then the meditation in front of my red light. I'll do the vibration plate. So I got a vibration plate. You can get them on Amazon. It was like $200. And I'll do that for like lymph movement or the trampoline. And then a cold shower. I've been doing cold showers every morning. I'll do the latte. But yeah, it's really like the morning routine is like so, it's still my favorite part of the day.
Totally.
It's fucked up though too, because even at the end of the day, when I'm like hanging out watching, I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, this is the best. What, like the chilling, watching the end of the day.
For sure. Like, has it been hard for you to chill?
No.
That's good.
Because we're not traveling. So when we were traveling, we couldn't do anything during the day. So I'd have to do everything at night. But now I'm able to like be done at like 6:30 or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very, very true. Yeah, I've like just noticed that I'm not used to that. And it's just been interesting because I enjoy it. Like I enjoy now like getting into a show and like following a show.
What shows?
I'm doing Billions.
Oh yeah, people love it.
It's real. The writing is fucking insane.
Was that Meghan Markle's in it?
No.
She was in Suits.
Yeah, it's just really Paul Giamatti and... Starts with a D and he's... I think he's like
Danny DeVito.
Kind of hot. No. But it's really good. The plot is fucking wild. But anyway, But I notice myself getting a little uneasy when I'm sitting there.
Feel that?
You know, where I'm like, could I be doing something? Could I be doing something to make myself feel better for the next day?
I foam roll.
Yeah. I'll stretch. Yeah, I think that's it's a great, like, you know, double time situation.
Like,
but
can you stop? Because I'm like foam rolling. I'm in a hot blanket. I'm stretching. I'm like against the wall. I have my legs up on the wall.
Picturing you in the hot blanket.
Me in the hot blanket. There's this hot blanket. A sponsor sent us this hot blanket and it's like basically like a sweat thing.
Yeah.
Who knows? But if I ever feel a little fluffy, I'll get in the hot blanket and the next day I'm down. Oh, I literally said to Justin, I was like, oh, I did the hot blanket. I'm down a pound. And I'm literally don't care. So this is a joke. But he's like, you know, that's water weight. I'm like, no.
But the hot cold therapy, you said cold showers. I mean, we have our sauna in the office, which has been so...
From jacuzzi.
So incredible. Clear light sauna. It's one of those things where you're like, how can I get a sauna in my house? Totally understand, but I actually didn't really anticipate how valuable it is. It's not only just heat and red light, but I meditate in there, I'll write in there. It's like a portal.
Yeah.
So like you in front of the red light too that you have from Juve, it's like, it is kind of this portal situation.
It's kind
of transports
me. It's like a ritual thing. If someone creates an altar, it's like, I see this altar, I know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
You're in the thing, I know what's going to happen. Me with the Juve light, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to be mindful. So it's almost, whether it's creating an altar space or if it's your sauna or whatever, that's the part of it. Sophie Jaffe got herself a sauna too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she fucking loves it. She's like, I'm in it every day.
Yeah, it's the best. I'm just thinking about what has changed in the last couple of weeks and what I've kind of had to like tighten up. I think I mentioned kind of preparing for the day the night before has been really helpful for me. Maybe you all do that already, but I'm just getting hip to the game. But it does reduce my anxiety. I've been noticing just kind of like these waves of anxiety coming up. And I'm like, wait, I'm in control of all of the reasons why I'm anxious. And so like, let's pull that thread and see like where it's coming from. So that's been really helpful, whether it's just writing down like what I'm going to do in the morning or what I'm going to do the next day, whether it's a routine or things for work. It just really helps for me visually to see it. The trampoline, just any form of like jumping and bouncing for some reason. I don't know if y'all can relate, but I guess when I sleep, I can't help it. But my shoulders are just like in my ears. Oh. Like I'm so tense.
I was at like that last night. I was sleeping and I realized I was like this.
Yeah.
I was like, chill out.
Chill out.
I was like, this is nighttime. I was like, dude, what's wrong with you? Chill out.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. So it's like the bouncing has helped me to just kind of
when you feel
release.
your arm get out of your socket, it's the best.
Oh, man. Yeah. So that's been really good and fun, just like bouncing on the tramp.
Yes.
And then reading. I don't know. I was never a reader. And now I'm kind of like returning to that and finding...
the book of the month thing has been amazing.
Yeah, dude. Book of the month is awesome.
Book of the month is the shit.
So... we have a new sponsor, sponsored but not sponsored really. Yeah, I don't know if we're going to talk about this, but yeah, like, and it's cool. It's kind of like a modern, like Book of the Month has been around forever, but like they have a team of editors that are reading a fuck ton of books every month and choosing their favorites. And then you get to choose one of those books. You can also like add other books, but I just really love their selections. And as Krista mentioned, I'm actually reading Untamed as well. And it's just been nice to like transport and not have to read for a particular purpose. And I particularly like just reading people's writing styles.
Yes.
So like reading like Ruthie Lindsay's book, I was like, oh, I love her writing style.
Really?
And it was just so like, I was there. Like it transports you. But then you read like a Gabby Bernstein and it's totally different. And then it's kind of fun to see what's happening in books these days.
Yeah. I like Book of the Month too, because you can get your month and then you can skip whenever. I got it from my mom for Mother's Day because it's moms love books. Moms love reading books.
Yeah. In tubs.
Books. I mean, yeah, I've been taking baths. That's been nice. Taking baths whenever I want during the day is like a really nice thing. Even though my bath is like disgusting.
Yeah, it's hard to clean a bath.
It's disgusting, dude. I was like, I don't think this is what a bath is like.
It's so gross.
But yeah, I'm excited about maybe transitioning out. So let us know how you're feeling about everything. And we have some exciting things happening with the new Paradigm Digital series.
Mm-hmm.
So the next one is on anxiety.
Yeah, it's a big one. And I think, you know, our community
anxiety.
Is so,
heard of it?
Yeah, so open about kind of when they're feeling anxious and what they're doing and how they're navigating it. But this workshop is really important. Our friend Ryan Weiss is leading this workshop intensive all around quitting anxiety. We actually did it live with him recently. He's going to be on the podcast soon as well. But damn, he just like, there's a way in which he coaches people and leads people through their own anxiety that is, it doesn't tiptoe around it. It's like getting directly to the source, and it's so relatable. And I can just understand. I'm like, oh, okay, that's the root. Yep. Here we go, diving in.
It's very confronting. And so this workshop has like steps, identification. It's going to be fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really looking forward to it. You can listen to the episode we did with Ryan for inspiration on that. And then we also have related to this episode in a way is design your own dream day and your dream career. So these are workbooks. It's a meditation from Lindsay. And then it is a pep talk, or it is me walking through designing my dream day. So there's one for your career. The intention here is to help you idealize, to help you imagine and visualize your dream career. And then we have the dream day to help you idealize and visualize your dream day. So these are available on shopalmost30.com and they're super affordable. So excited for you guys to get into those.
Yeah, it's been important, especially for me in like, I can have a lot of ideas and visions in my head, but to actually get them down on paper, to use meditation, to just use ways that we've provided with these that actually make you fully believe with your whole being that this could be your life. You know, because if it lives in your head, there's just a lot of like sabotage that could happen. But we get it out on paper, like there is something that happens. I get excited. I'm like, oh my God, okay, Like, this could be my reality.
Yeah. And I think from, you know, I needed this. Like, I think we both did too, like for the design, for the dream career. Like, I'm living my dream career right now, but there's a lot of fine tuning that you always have to do. It's like, what am I experiencing right now that I don't want to? How do I want to feel? Getting back to basics. Like, everyone could essentially use that questionnaire, the workbook, and I wanted to do it ourselves. And then for the dream day, like, that's something to revisit all the time. Your dream day always changes and your visualization always changes. So I think these are just both that are good at any time, and I really needed them. So I wanted to create them for the community.
Yeah. So you can get them separately or as a bundle. We love a bundle.
Dream bundle.
And today's episode, pumped.
Pumped about quitting. Because we have,
we have a community of quitters.
So I asked our girls, I'm like, what do you guys want me to talk about? And they said, quitting. Which we actually talk about when we were on tour. Oh my God. It was like everyone quit. And I'm so proud of you guys for being responsible, amazing geniuses and quitting your jobs in the right way. And I talk about in this episode, the first time I quit, or actually, yes, I talked about one of the times that I quit and I really failed. I really fucked up my quitting experience and what I did wrong, why I quit. And then I talked about quitting my job for the third time and going full time with Almost 30 and what that was like, how we prepared, how I knew I was ready, how I knew we were ready, the work that it took behind the scenes. And so within this, I wanted to provide you guys with some of the signs that provide you with perspective on if you should leave your job or quit, and then the steps that I took to quit. So it's not prescriptive, but it's just what I did.
Yeah, it's real.
This isn't business or legal advice. I don't take it as it's for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, well, I think I love this topic. And like, I love thinking about your story too, because it's like, I was always like I just want to be done, you know, like very quick to it and just like get me out of it. And I never in my past lives working really never thought about, okay, like what is the logical way to do this so that my financial health, my emotional health is taken care of? Because we think if we just set ourselves free of that thing that we're going to be like so happy.
Yep.
But then all of this stuff comes flooding in, like how are we going to pay our bills? This, that, the other thing. So it's really important that we set ourselves up for success, like on all spokes of the wheel.
Yeah. And I also look at that too, like, you know, as my ability to like be mindful within my life expanded, my ability to be in a challenging situation, which was a job I didn't like, and really navigate that smartly to plan for my quitting is so important. And it's like when we're in jobs that we hate, it's like we're almost, I think that it's almost an example of how in our lives we're not letting us fully experience or feel situations, but really just wanting to escape and get out of it immediately. Yeah. So it's like, what am I bringing into the situation that could be causing this to be uncomfortable or not worthwhile or whatever? But yeah, there's a lot in here. So, you know, I hope you guys like it. I'm really just speaking from the heart. It was off the cuff just for you, based on all the questions you had.
Yeah. We've been doing these solo episodes now on Thursday. So if you ever have a topic that you'd like us both to discuss or one of us in particular, just let us know. DM us on Instagram at almost30podcast. You can email us community@almost30podcast or join our secret Facebook group. There's over 15,000 women in there talking every day, supporting each other. And you can suggest your topics in there.
Yep. And you can check out the Almost 30 podcast website for some of our partner codes. So we work with the best sponsors in the game. They're honestly, truly amazing products that Lindsay and I use every single day. And we have a bunch of discount codes. So go to the partner section of the website and you can find great, great deals and discounts on some of the best brands.
Yeah. I've been buying some stuff in quarantine.
Honestly, my first month was wild.
But hey, it's cool. We got discount codes. Thanks so much for listening. We love you guys so, so much. You're the reason why we do this. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts if you haven't already. That means the world. And if you're called to write a review, that also means so much to us. We read every single one of them. We'll read one on the other side of this episode. And I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Let's do it. Peace and love, baby.
Bye-bye.
Hello and welcome. Welcome, you guys, to Almost 30 Podcast. This is a solo episode with Krista, and it's a good one. It's a juicy one. This one, I have so many feels about this one. I'm going to go off in a few different places. But the impetus for this solo episode with me was inspired by you guys. I asked the community, I said, what is the episode that you want to hear me do? What is the story that you want me to tell? What do you guys want me to talk about? And unfortunately, you guys passed over my easy questions. I was like, what do you want to know about? My wedding or like my routine, my product faves. And you guys were like, no, fam, we want to hear about the story of you quitting your job. So quitting my job, my full-time job in the corporate world to start Almost, or not start Almost 30 Podcast, but move into full-time with Almost 30 Podcast. And little did you guys know, that was not the first time I've quit, but I think the real reasoning behind this really stems from so many women of our community feel unhappy and feel unsatisfied and feel like they want to find their purpose and they want to find their calling and they want to feel fulfilled and they want to feel seen in their work. And I deeply, deeply resonate with that. I can't even tell you how much I resonate with that. I spent the first 8 years in the corporate world feeling this hole that I wanted to fill with finding my purpose, with finding, you know, what it was here, what I was meant to do here on earth. What was that thing I was meant to do? And I even remember in high school, I wanted that feeling and I wanted that knowing and I just felt aimless until I really found, you know, my purpose and calling with Almost 30. But it's been quite a wild ride and it's been a pretty crazy journey. And I just want to start, you know, by saying that I might have a little, I'm going to approach it two ways. And one way is with a lot of compassion because I've been in a lot of your shoes. You know, if you feel unfulfilled, you feel like you're wasting time, you feel like just like your energy is low and that, you know, you're drained at the end of the day. You don't feel like you have a purpose. I have such deep compassion for you. And I am you. I've been you. And then I also do want to just make sure that during this conversation, I'm being as responsible as possible. And I do want to be really, really real with you. And even if it comes off as a little harsh, I'm hopeful that I'm clear and I'm hopeful that I'm just able to express honestly with you how I feel about quitting jobs and how I feel about when people are so called to quit their job, really thinking about what that is and why. So before we go into anything about signs that it's time for you to leave your job or quit or, you know, move on, and then the steps you should take and the steps that I took, I just want to say that I often think that when someone wants to quit or leave their job, that people need to first look in the mirror. And that's the whole thing with this consciousness journey. It's so fun because everything comes back to you. And I tell you, that is the least fun thing about being a conscious human is that you always have to look at yourself first. There's no victim mentality. You are not a victim of your circumstance. And in whatever situation you are in, you really have to look at how you're showing up. And I would say that oftentimes what people want when they want to quit their job is to get out of an uncomfortable situation first. So it's, you know, it's one of those feelings or sentiments. It's like when you're in a fight with someone you love and you just feel so bad that you're just like, I want to do anything to get out of this, even if it means we're going to skip over the hard stuff and we're actually not going to talk about it. And we're just going to kind of, you know, brush it under the rug and let's just be fine. Let's just be fine. You know, to go into too much detail and to really figure out the real problem and be uncomfortable for a little longer, let's just not do it. Let's just go to what feels good. So often people feel so unhappy and uncomfortable at their job that they want to do anything to get out. And that out seems like quitting or that out seems like leaving. And that's such a different and a more emotionally charged perspective and action rather than like a grounded actual action of planning, of thought, of intention. And I've been in both. So I've been in a situation where I, you know, left with, I was just like, oh, you know, I'm over this. I wasn't happy. I didn't feel, you know, good about the work that I was doing. And I quit. And I quit without a plan. And this was a while ago when I moved to LA. And I was like, you know what? I'll just do blogging full time. I was making some money doing it. I wasn't making, you know, a lot of money, but I was like, you know, I'll have more time. I'll figure this out. So I quit my job when I first moved to LA without a plan, without forecasting how much I was going to make, forecasting I already had in my bank, figuring out how much I was spending, creating a schedule, creating a structure, setting up pay or expected ways I was going to make money. And I was just like, you know what? I'll figure it out. So this was actually not the right decision. And I was, and you know, every decision's a fine decision, whatever. But I was living in LA. I had quit. I was trying to figure everything out. I was trying to blog full time. I also owned a travel company that I did that booked tours all over Morocco. So shout out if you guys want to go to Morocco. And I was going to just do these. And I actually was flailing. So for 8 months, I got myself into debt. I was in probably like $9,000 worth of debt at the time because I, one, didn't adjust my spending. Two, I didn't know how much I was spending. Three, I had no plan to secure the amount of income that I needed to live. And four, I really had no plan to ramp up my income, to increase my income, to be a point that felt good and sustainable. So during this time, I learned so much and I was babysitting and I was serving and I was doing all the things. So I was trying to, you know, make ends meet by serving and babysitting and blogging and having the travel company. So I was definitely hustling. And this wasn't that long ago. So this was like maybe 4.5 years ago. And I, to be honest, felt really lost. I felt miserable. I felt confused. And I was busting my fucking ass. Like, yo, when you're serving and when you're babysitting and we're doing all these odds and ends jobs that I've done, you know, in a lot of cases, my whole life, I've always had side hustles. I've always had extra things. And I've always been one of those people where when I wanted more money, I would just figure out a way to work for it. So I was doing all these things. I was busting my fucking ass. And I was like, I'm not making any money. I'm getting in debt. And this just isn't it. You know, blogging felt like it was going to be my calling, in quotes, but I never really connected with the way that I perceived blogging to be. I didn't love to have my picture taken. I didn't love to be in front of the camera. I didn't love flat lays. I didn't love like fucking clothing photos. Like I tried it and I was like, oh, I'm going to go take clothing photos of myself and post my style and whatever. And I'm actually not hating on that because the people that I follow that are fashion bloggers, I'm like fucking respect. You actually inspire me to dress better, all these things. But it just wasn't really for me. I never felt like I wanted that to be my, like where I hung my hat. I didn't want it to just be fashion. I wanted it to be so much more. So blogging was like showing up for me as not being the thing. And it was during this chaotic and crazy time, you know, that I met Lindsay and that we started to record Almost 30. So when we first met and we started to record Almost 30, I was able to actually record during the day because I was serving at night. I was babysitting on the weekends or other days for these like lovely families, which was a blast. And so through this really challenging, confusing time where I felt like, oh my God, I'm never going to figure out what it is that I'm meant to do. I'm never going to have purpose. And I'm always just going to feel lost, that we started to really have deep conversations together through our friendship that would ultimately create Almost 30. So it was this super low, you know, my rock bottom that really brought me to this honest and vulnerable place to create what is now, you know, my calling and my mission. But even when we first started, it wasn't like I was like, you know, I just was so deeply called to Lindsay and to Almost 30, but it was never like, oh, this is my thing. You know, I bought a podcast mic and I was like, oh, podcasting is my thing. This is my passion. It was like this little tiny breadcrumb of something that I love and something that I want to do and something that I felt like I couldn't not do built on itself. And every day showing up to do that thing, each day not knowing the outcome, each day only being attached to the general interest and excitement for having these deep, meaningful conversations. And Lindsay and I, you know, have said this on many interviews, but we never knew it was going to become what it became. And, you know, we never had the intention to have a team or to have retreats and courses and all these things. We just really were deeply passionate about our connection and passionate about learning and growth and curiosity. And, you know, that's why you guys are here today, to learn, grow, and evolve. And so when we were having these conversations, I was, you know, doing all these odds and end jobs. And I was just so frustrated that everyone had been telling me, like, if you have your passion, if you have your calling, you have to go all in. And this was the time and the era of all in mentality. And the conversation and the ethos was like, if you want to do something, you have to risk it all. You have to go for it full force. You have to quit your job and make it happen. And I bought into that. And even, you know, Justin, my fiance, bought into that too. And we were in a place where we're like, we have to go all in. We have to quit and, like, you know, do our jobs and make it happen, blah, blah. But after I read Big Magic, an amazing book by Elizabeth Gilbert, it was a very eye-opening for me because it reminded me, like, oh, I'm putting so much pressure on my art and my blog to make money. And now that I'm forcing myself to find ways to make money with all these things, it's not fun anymore. And with almost 30, it was like, we never forced it to make money for the first year. We never forced it to be anything other than what it was. We let it breathe. We let it grow. Our first episodes were fucking wild and ridiculous. And we had like 50 segments and we had this like random intro and we had this like whack art. And it just really was allowed to be. And nothing else that I was doing with the blog or the travel company, I really allowed to be or to grow or to evolve because I had put so much pressure on it to make money.
CBD has been such a savior during this time when my anxiety is coming in waves, when my sleep has been a little off, and when I want to keep my immune system as strong as possible. If you don't know what CBD is, it's a cannabinoid, and it's one of the many natural compounds in the hemp plant with significant therapeutic and medicinal benefits. And CBD really helps to regulate processes in the bodies like appetite, mood, sleep, and our immune system. And I take Cured Nutrition's hemp oil, the mint hemp oil, when I go to bed at night. I also love their nootropics, their Rise formula, and they also have a Zen for nighttime. And honestly, it's improved my sleep, decreases inflammation. My body has been a little inflamed lately. And so this really, really helps. And it's just reducing the body's stress load. It's important that we pay attention to that, you know, during this time and moving forward. Their products are so thoughtful and incredible. Their olive oil is bomb. It has CBD in it. I cook with it all the time. They also have a salve that's really awesome. It's hemp infused and I put it on my shoulders. I've been having a little bit of shoulder issues. And their cured spices, the cinnamon honey, I sprinkle it on my coffee. It's delicious. I'm sure you've seen it in my Instagram stories, but we'd love for you to try Cured and let us know. CuredNutrition.com. You can use our code ALMOST30 for $10 off your purchase of $50 or more. That's CuredNutrition.com. Use our code ALMOST30 for $10 off your purchase of $50 or more. Mother, daughter owned and based in a rural community, Go Macro's mission is to spread awareness for a balanced plant-based lifestyle with products that have a positive effect on the world. I love this brand, y'all. I've been eating Go Macro for like, I don't know, 5 years now, 5-6 years. This is a staple in my pantry. I bring them with me on the go before a workout, after a workout, in the morning when I'm just needing to satisfy a craving and feel satiated, sometimes even at night after dinner. They're so delicious. And their Everlasting Joy Macro Bar is so good. It has real coconut, creamy almond butter, and fair trade dark chocolate. It not only tastes delicious, but helps support those in need. So year round, a portion of net proceeds from Go Macro's Everlasting Joy Macro Bar goes towards feeding and housing those in need. So incredible. We love working with Go Macro. To learn more about Go Macro's give back programs and to give their tasty bars a try, visit gomacro.com and use the promo code ALMOST30 for 30% off plus free shipping. So this is the time. If you're needing a bar that you can depend on, that's gluten-free, non-GMO, kosher, raw, clean, soy-free. I mean, y'all, they covered it. Go to gomacro.com, G-O-M-A-C-R-O.com, and use the promo code ALMOST30 for 30% off plus free shipping.
Through, you know, the learnings that I had, it was like, okay, this isn't working. I'm getting in debt and I'm a person that, I'm a person, even though you guys are like, I actually probably feel the same way. I'm a person, I do not like to have money problems. And I know everyone's like, no one likes my fucking money problems, but I am like unwell. I'm unwell when I am not able to have freedom because of money. And it's not like I've ever had so much money where it's like, I can do whatever I want. I'm going to like go to Dubai. I'm going to, you know, do all this stuff. But I just have always, whether through college, always working or high school, always working or always having jobs outside of jobs and side hustles, I've always made money because I felt like I needed to have freedom to do what I wanted to do in my own small ways. So not having this freedom was killing me. And I was like, all right, you know, I'm going to go back and get a corporate job, because whenever I think about money, I think about time. And, you know, I'm meaning this in the kindest way and hopefully an eye-opening way. But I realized when I was serving at night and babysitting during the day or the weekends and, you know, doing my other stuff in between, I was making so much less money than at my corporate job. And I was working more. And although it was flexible, I thought that was nice. But I just sat there. I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to have to trade in the 40 hours at a corporate job to make more money, because I need to get out of debt and, you know, I need to figure it out. So that put me on a chase to try and find another job. And I was looking for months and months and months. And I ended up finding a great job, you know, and really kind people and team that I worked with for 2 years here in LA. But that still never really felt, I never felt fully grounded and fulfilled in it, because I was so obsessed with what I was doing with Almost 30. And the obsession wasn't about the money. It wasn't about, you know, becoming anything. It was just this like deep drive that I had to continue to spread the messages we were spreading, to get on the mic and interview people and get curious and learn. Like, I've always been someone that is so deeply and innately curious and interested that it helped fulfill that part of me that I never felt, you know, was satisfied at any of my jobs. So after an unsuccessful quitting where there was no planning or strategy or thought behind it, I had got another job. And for that job for 2 years, I built Almost 30 with Lindsay. You know, we built it to what it is today. And when I started to think about quitting, you know, that job, it was actually something I avoided for a long time. I was like, oh, you know, I'm scared. It's a huge risk. It's a huge nod to my confidence in Almost 30 and what we were doing. And because I had failed the first time and gotten myself in debt and felt really lost, I was like, I don't know. I'm just going to push it for as long as I can. And I'll never forget, you know, after a year or something, we made like $250 or something, maybe $500 from Almost 30 for the month. And I was like, damn, this is dope. Like, I'm going to have a side hustle that like helps me save money for a house or whatever. You know, I was like, oh, cool. I'm going to have this awesome side hustle. I have my job. And then now I'm going to have extra money to do X, Y, and Z with. And it felt really good. And then over the next 2 years, naturally and with effort, but intention and alignment, we started to make more and more money. And one of the signs for me that we were ready, or I was ready to quit and leave my corporate job, was when we had this event that we got asked to speak at. And the girl that invited us, Maggie, who's amazing, it was with Propel and it was a speaking opportunity. And in the 1 hour that we got paid to speak, we made more than I did in 2 weeks at my corporate job. So I was like, it was another time money thing. So before, when I wasn't working, I was doing these odds and ends jobs. I was working more than 40 hours, making less than I would at a 40-hour job. And this was a moment where I would have made more in 1 hour than I did in 2 weeks at my corporate job. So I'm like, okay, I'm looking at this money time transfer. And I'm like, okay, I'm kind of thinking that I'm ready. And in this time, you know, over the 2 years, we had brought Chloe onto the team, Chloe Leonard, who was our amazing intern. And then, you know, she was with us for a few years to help us support the team. We paid out of pocket for our production team. We paid her out of pocket hourly. We invested in what we were doing. We, you know, used money from our jobs. Lindsay was at SoulCycle. I was at my corporate job to invest in the business freely. It felt good. I wanted to spend on the business. I wanted to spend on graphics or the website or whatever because I had the money. And it wasn't like I was rolling, but I had enough money to invest in this side hustle that we were doing. So to have my job give me the ease and flexibility to invest in Almost 30 and allow it to be what it was is so pivotal. And I say that to anyone who is thinking about quitting a job. You know, if you have a side hustle, it is really like, I just caution people because I think that is always the goal. You know, everyone's like, oh, I want to leave my full-time job and do my own thing. And it's so beautiful, but there is such beauty to actually having your full-time job and being able to just invest your pure expression, creativity, joy, light into the side hustle when you have time on the weekends or at night, and to, you know, still have your job, make that stable income, give you benefits, you know, do your 401k, healthcare and all that. And it is a really underrated thing. And I think that that's another toxic thing that's been put into the zeitgeist. Besides, you have to go all in. You have to, you know, quit your job and do everything 100% is the sentiment around having your side hustle have to make you money. And so often now I see it happen all the time where people start right away and they're like, okay, I'm going to create a course and I'm going to do these things and I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. And it's more money driven than alignment driven, and it's more money driven than interest driven. And your side hustles don't have to make you money. It doesn't have to be something that you're making into your full-time job. Like, these sort of conversations are so led by social media and seeing everyone on social media that's quitting their jobs, that's taking their side hustle full-time. And really, it's not realistic for a lot of people. And, you know, I just want to say that really, really acutely, because I do believe that, like, we've kind of been sold some stuff. I think that, and I'm not saying I'm a rare case because I'm special. I'm saying that everyone should be thoughtful about their own journey and everyone should be really thoughtful about their own planning for quitting. And my quitting story is not going to look the same for anyone else because my financial system, you know, my financial situation, how I grew up, what we built in the 2 years is different than everyone else. But the entire time for that 2 years, we were working nights and weekends, every weekend, all night. I was working before work. I was working on my lunch break. I wouldn't go to lunch with anyone from my company because I always wanted to work. I was taking calls on my breaks when I'd go walking. We were just working around the fucking clock. And it was just because there was so much momentum, I couldn't see myself doing anything else. It was like such an addiction too, where I was like, oh my God, I'm getting so much done. This is so awesome. I can creatively express myself through this and I'm making money through this and I'm still doing my job. So we were busting our ass building for 2 years. And, you know, when that's another thing too, when people are like wanting to quit their job, there's, you know, different situations. It's like, are you wanting to quit your job because you have been nurturing a business on the side or a way for you to make revenue outside of your job and you're looking to make that your full-time? Or is it that you are in a toxic environment? You know, I actually, when I was living in Chicago, I was in a toxic environment for my first job and was involved in a sexual harassment case that led me to quit my job. So I've been in those as well where I needed to quit for my mental health, for my safety, and for all that, which I can go into a full podcast episode on that if you guys want me to later. But I've had to leave because of those situations too. And that's one of those where it's like, for me, all bets were off. You know, if I was going to go into debt or I was going to run out of money because of my personal and mental health, then that's fine with me because of the situation that I was in. My second time quitting was just purely out of ego. Like I said, I kind of floundered after that and I really wasn't planning correctly. I was really driven from an egoic place, an emotional place that didn't think through what it actually meant for me to be unemployed. And then the third situation, thankfully, with, you know, the job I worked for in 2 years when I quit to take Almost 30 full time, was a situation where I was incredibly strategic and planned and I was really thoughtful. So I think for people, when they're looking at the signs when it's time for you to quit your job or leave your job, I would suggest that you do a journal or you have a calendar even And in your calendar, in your journal, just writing a sentence or two about how you felt at the end of the workday. Maybe it's a sentence before work, maybe it's a sentence after. But what I've come to find is that people don't realize that they're so unhappy when they're in it. And people, you can be much more unhappy than you think. And, you know, we could go years and years with being like, oh, it's fine, it's whatever. But in the day-to-day, if we actually had proof of how unhappy you were, or how mentally unwell you were, or how unfulfilled you were, and you were able to see it in front of you, then it would help you to have the confidence and courage to make a decision that's, you know, better for yourself and your mental health in the future. So journaling is huge. Just marking and making sure that you have something that is keeping you accountable of how you're feeling. Because I've seen so many friends and even probably myself where I'm like, oh, it's fine, you know, but it's like, you need that mirror for a person to be like, oh, you've been saying this for years. You've been saying that you are unhappy for months. Is that true? And you're like, oh, really? I have. And you need that sort of reminder for yourself. So, you know, there is the mental health reason and keeping track of that. And then, like I said before, I just really need to reiterate, it's like, what energy are you bringing into your situation at work? For me, I was, the energy that I brought in, you know, at points was like pretty ego-based. You know, I just have always been kind of a rebel. You know, I've always been someone, and I'm saying that like laughing, but it's like kind of like, if I were like my bosses, I would fucking kill me. It's like, I always hated like the bullshit at work. I hated just like fucking being at our desks all day and being in a cube and being all of that. And so a lot of the reason why I wanted to quit was just like egoic. It was like, I felt like I just, you know, felt uncomfortable and all these things. And there was a lot of situations at my jobs and careers where it's like, I should have taken steps back. I should have clearly communicated my needs and wants. And this is something too, is for people really, really giving their work chances for change, giving your environment a chance for change, and actually making a concerted effort to change your attitude, to speak with a boss, manager, whoever you're reporting to that is interested in your work happiness, to actually make a concerted effort to talk to the team, to actually make a concerted effort in the work and really, really try to make the change happen for yourself within your current environment. I mean, that's a first thing. You know, people can get way more out of their jobs if they actually would make a concerted effort to doing so. And there were times where it's like, as I got older and kind of learned a little bit more, that really, really was helpful for me. But I really wish I would have done that in the past. It's just being really thoughtful about, okay, what's this job? What is it doing for me right now? Maybe it's not meant for me forever, but for this time and period, I'm going to make the best of it. And being honest with yourself and being responsible in your actions and your emotions about how you can truly change your experience at the job, because it's not always realistic to quit. And for so many people, it is not always realistic to quit. It is not always realistic to quit. Maybe you have a job that's a month, maybe you have a side hustle that's a month old and you're not making any money. It's like, I'm not saying you should stay in a toxic environment. I'm not saying you should sacrifice your mental health. But what I'm saying is that sometimes taking the egoic stance of quitting because, you know, you feel just like confused and lost isn't always the best, because in the end, you're going to be even more stressed to not have a job and not have income. And also too, what people should do is have, you know, creating these portals for momentum outside of their work. So what I mean for portals for momentum, it's maybe it is a side hustle, you know, maybe it's just a passion project that really makes you excited about your life and about waking up. Maybe you're painting on the weekends. Maybe you're volunteering. Maybe you're digging into self-work and it's helping you really feel better about the person you are. I think we can take our focus off of what's negative and what's not really working. And by focusing more on the positive parts of our life, whether that's a relationship or, you know, goals that you have health-wise or goals that you have financially or goals that you have learning-wise, focusing on that part of your life can really, really help to alleviate any stress or anxiety around not landing your job. So creating that momentum, opening those portals for positivity in your life. And also too, on the momentum piece, if you are thinking about quitting, I would be getting your resume ready. So I would have your resume ready, have it up to date, be applying for jobs. Because in a lot of cases, it's like, people are like, oh, I want to quit. And if you are that uncomfortable or that unhappy, you're probably not the only one who's thinking that. So you always want to be careful because people act business first. So you really, for the most part, so you really want to start preparing. You really want to prepare for the leave or if they leave, and you should have your resume up to date and you should be applying for jobs. I think it's way better to leave on good terms. You don't want to wait till you burn a bridge. You don't want to wait till it's miserable. You don't want to wait till it's too late because no one likes that. You don't want to have your last 2 weeks, everyone be like, yeah, thank God. You want everyone to be like, oh my God, I'm going to miss them because they showed up, because they changed their attitude, because they tried to make change and it didn't work. And now they're moving on to something better with like an unemotional place, but like a really intentional place. So you always want to have the resume ready, be applying to other jobs, creating the portal for and momentum towards positivity in your life by trying to find things outside of work that you love, or even going on walks at work. And then you also want to give your work chances for change and communicate with them. A lot of times we think that our jobs, they can read our minds, and just like our relationships, they can't. So clearly communicating with your boss or your coworkers in a kind, respectful, and open way, you know, taking responsibility for your part in it will really, really help.
It's so important right now and always that we are making sure our bodies are getting the nutrients they need. And honestly, tried and true, Athletic Greens is my number one recommendation for a daily all-in-one supplement that you drink. This is so easy to incorporate into your everyday, and they are obsessed with what goes into their powder. So this is 75 highly absorbable ingredients, vitamins and minerals that will increase your energy, support recovery, improve immunity, help with digestion. It's just so awesome. I cannot believe they packed this much in there. So as I mentioned, vitamins and minerals, superfood complex, adaptogens and antioxidants, prebiotic and probiotic and digestive enzymes. And I have to say, y'all, I know people see me drinking it on Instagram and they're like, is that really good? It's so green. Like, is it really good? It is so delicious, easy to drink, mixes super well in cold water. It's gluten-free, egg-free, sugar, no sugar added, nut-free, and dairy-free. This is so great. Whether you are super active an athlete, this product adapts to you and what you need. So our bodies are changing all the time, the stress that they're under, and this really helps you to find balance and optimal health. athleticgreens.com/almost30, and you'll get 20 free travel packs valued at $79 with your purchase. So that's athleticgreens.com/almost30. You're going to get 20 free travel packs with your purchase. These are so great. You can put them anywhere and everywhere. Bring them with you. So great on the go. Couldn't recommend enough. I don't know about you, but it is so hard to find natural products that actually do their job. It's really hard, but I'm on a mission, and I found an incredible brand, Curie, C-U-R-I-E. This is a Venice, California-based female-founded company, and they're a team of women who care deeply about taking care of our bodies from the inside out with clean, safe, and effective products. Kristen and I are obsessed. They have a stick deodorant that is coconut oil based. It's smooth. It's amazing. Low in baking soda. And we love their spray deodorant. It's safe to use anywhere you sweat. Honestly, it's like really good for boob sweat, just FYI. Baking soda free and really great for sensitive skin. It's vegan, a non-aerosol spray pump, and they smell so damn good. Aluminum-free, which is important, paraben-free, sulfate-free, cruelty-free, 100% recyclable packaging, and they really work. And what's so awesome, they have a cause that's important to them. They partnered with Simply the Basics to help provide low-income women and girls across the U.S. access the personal hygiene care they need, and they donate one stick for every 5 sold on their website. I love the orange neroli spray deodorant, but they also have white tea and grapefruit. So amazing. Go to curiebod.com, C-U-R-I-E-B-O-D.com. Use our code ALMOST30 for 20% off your first order. That's curiebod.com. Use the code ALMOST30 for 20% off your first order.
Okay, back to my story. So I had the situation with Propel. We made more money than I did in 2 weeks of work. And I was like, okay, I think we might be ready to quit. So when I started to really plan for the quitting or leaving, what I did to prepare for that was I looked at my finances first. So my security, and I made the goal to save 6 months' salary. So I made the goal to save up the amount of money that I needed to live per month for 6 months. So it was a pretty good chunk of change. And within the business with Almost 30, we were growing. So it was actually, took me, I'm not sure how long it took me, but whenever I got that money in my account, I was like, okay, this feels really good. But in addition to that, what I had to do was also forecast for the future. So I had to do a lot of forecasting from a financial perspective and look at invoices that were to be paid and see what kind of money we had coming in for the next couple months and make sure I was secure. So this sort of thing is really smart. Like if Almost 30 completely failed, we still had this amount of money coming in, which would give me 6 months and then some more months. So if everything else went to shit, I could find something or I could find another way to support myself. So if you're really about that life, about that quitting life, you have to save 3 to 6 months salary. Up to you, however much that amount is. But I would look at what you're spending on average per month. Maybe it's your credit card bill and your expenses and save that amount in salary. You should be forecasting that amount for the future within your side hustle, within the next thing you want to do, so that you have a little bit of wiggle room too among past that 3 to 6 months salary. And I think the major thing too to really look at when you are quitting, and this was, on my last, the moment for me when I was like, okay, I'm completely done, was this feeling that I realized where I had this intense contraction at my job. And I remember going to Almost 30 and feeling this intense expansion. And I just felt so free when I was at Almost 30 and I felt so contracted at my job. And I had a friend over. One morning she came over and she worked from home. So she was working from home next to me. And I had a call with my work. And I got off the phone and she goes, "Who was that?" And I was like, "What do you mean?" She's like, "I don't even know who that was." She's like, "That literally, who was that person? You sounded so insecure, weak, confused. And it just didn't even sound like you." And, I really sat with that and I was like, damn. It didn't feel like me. It doesn't feel like the best version of me. It feels like this like old scared version of me. And it really struck me to have that reminder like, oh, okay, this is like killing me. this is like killing me inside. And I have something that is making me feel alive that, I want to move toward that we've been working to for the past 2 years. And that really, really stuck with me. That really stuck with me that I just completely shut down almost, when I was at my job because I felt so unseen. And I had this, and importantly, I had this contrast. I had the contrast of Almost 30 of me feeling seen and heard and expressed. So it was almost like my body moved from this like expansion, this like open-armed, grounded, earthy feeling to this contraction, this icy, cold feeling, when I was at my job. And so that was it. I put in my 2 weeks and never looked back. And since leaving, Almost 30 has grown so, so much. And, I'm so incredibly grateful to have support in doing that and to have it be something that I was proud of myself the way I prepared. I was proud of the work that I put in before for 2 years before I quit. I was proud of the work I put in after to really just be strategic, take the business seriously. Get an accounting team, do all the legal stuff and just be like doing all my freaking research to make sure that I was doing everything in my power to make this legit and make this last and make this a thing. And that took so much time and that took so much not knowing and that took so much Googling and figuring it out and all of that. But there was nothing more that I wanted to do because I knew that this was like my thing and I knew that this was like my passion. And my purpose. And, since having Almost 30 starting 3.5 years ago at this point, I feel so internally grateful that I have found my thing. And again, just to reiterate, you know, for the first year, maybe, I don't even know when I realized it was my thing. I don't really know when I realized that it was my calling and my purpose, but it happened over time. And I think that it's okay if it does that for other people. And I think it's okay for people just to find something they're really interested in and have it be their side hustle and have it be a side not hustle where they're not making money, where they're just doing something because they love. And that's what we were doing at the beginning. And, you know, eventually it grew into something, but it wasn't like at first I was like, this is my side hustle. I'm going to make this amount of money. And, you know, da da da. It was like, I love this. I'm going to do this. This makes me feel expansive. And that's it. And it grew over time into something that allowed me to quit my job. And my just deep hope for people, you know, from this episode is just to know that it's not always like a perfect path to what you want. I had to try a travel company on the side. I had to try corporate jobs. I had to try odds and ends jobs. I had to try blogging. I had to try all of SoulCycle. I tried to be a SoulCycle instructor. I had to try all of these things that created this momentum for me to find my thing. But it wasn't without trying these things that failed. So many things failed that I was able to find it. And I see so many people that want to find their thing. They want to find their passion and their purpose, but aren't taking chances to do things outside of their comfort zone or aren't taking chances to just find their joy and just live and really fulfill themselves outside of trying to make money or outside of trying to escape their current situation. So often with the quitting of the job, it's like people wanting to be in any situation but their own and then finding, you know, if say for an example, they quit their job, now they've quit their job. Then they're in a situation where they're like, oh, I can't, you know, they're not wanting to be where they are then because they've quit their job and they don't have money coming in. So always looking at back at what you're bringing into the situation. Do you just want to escape? Do you just feel uncomfortable? Do you just feel unseen? And how in your life can you cultivate those feelings right now at the job before you prepare to leave, before you take the right steps, and before you responsibly think about how you're going to handle your life? Because for so many, I think we can do both. You know, I think we can be at the corporate job if it's not toxic, if it's not killing us, and have the side hustle or have the passion project on the side and still have an amazing, fulfilled life. Like there are possibilities in everything. There are possibilities with everyone. And, you know, as a last point, the other toxic sentiment that sort of is going around in the ether besides the ones that I mentioned is like that being an entrepreneur is better than being someone that is at a company or that works on a team or that is at a corporate job. And that's not the case. You know, just because the entrepreneurs are sort of having their moment because of social media and it's sort of a growing space, I just really want everyone to know that it's really hard, you know, and I deeply mean that. It's the best thing I could ever do, but it is ups and downs. So it's not like after quitting, I'm like, woo, party, freedom, chilling, hanging, money in my sleep, on the beach with my laptop, all these things. It's like, it actually gets harder. You know, it got harder. It got harder for me mentally. It got harder for my schedule. It got harder for, you know, all the shit that it brought up in my life. And it wasn't like I was like free, but I feel more aligned. And that's really all that matters. So to recap, quitting might not be the best thing for you. What if we could move to a less emotional place? What if we could take responsibility for ourselves and how we're showing up at work? What if we could give chances for change? What if we could be realistic? What if we could open the portals of positivity in your life? What if you could get your resume ready and apply for jobs, kind of make moves? What if you could find ways to make money outside of work or just find a passion outside of work? What about you are you bringing into the situation and always working on ourselves first? And the signs that it's time to leave, if it's toxic, if you're unwell for a long period of time, and you could track that via your journal or by a friend that's very honest with you, or your health is taking a decline, or you know, you find your thing and you're able to leave and feel really good about it. And the steps that I took that I'm suggesting as an option, and of course, you guys need to do your own thing and figure it out what's best for you, because what's best for me might not be best for you. But what I did to take steps to quit my job was grew my side hustle, my passion, for 2 years before I was able to quit. So worked my ass off nights and weekends, doing all the things, traveling, working all the time, building this thing that I really loved into something that would allow me to do that. I also saved 6 months' salary to prepare. I forecasted our revenue for the future, and I made sure that all I's were dotted and all T's were crossed legally, financially, from a foundational business perspective that would enable me to leave my job and feel confident about the new world that I was going in. And as a last thing, just have to say that one isn't better than the other. Entrepreneurship isn't better than corporate. Small company isn't better than big company, whatever. It's all just about how we feel and how we're showing up. And so I'm hopeful, you know, that this was inspiring, that this was real, and that this really just gave potentially a different perspective than maybe what you would have thought coming in. And that I really just truly believe that once we take responsibility for ourselves, how we're showing up, how we feel, our expectations of others, that we can really make the changes we want to see in our lives. So, okay. I feel like I need to end with a good quote. Like on The Office, when Michael Scott put on the whiteboard, he's like, "You miss 100% of the shots you don't take." Wayne Gretzky - Michael Scott. I wish I had a good quote for you, but I'm hopeful this was helpful. You guys asked me to do this one. And so I do what you say. I'm your puppet. But DM me if you have any questions. I'm here for you. I love you. I am you. And I will see you on the next one. Again, disclaimer. Hopefully you guys know I'm just sharing my story, and, you know, do your research and let me know if you have any questions about quitting, leaving your job, all of those things. I'm here to help. Instagram, it's Krista, and then Almost 30 Podcast on Instagram has all of the updates about what's going on here at Almost 30, which are the new paradigm workshop digital series. So we have workshops on anxiety, sex, intuition, your Saturn return, all of the things. We're so excited about the new paradigm digital series. And then we also have courses and workbooks available at shopalmost30.com.
Yeah. I wanted to read review of the week.
Whoop, whoop.
This is from Keely. And she says, "Life-changing 5 stars. This podcast has completely changed the way I approach my life, my health, spirituality, and has opened my mind up to so much. I am eternally grateful to have stumbled upon them about 2 years ago and have never missed an episode. And several, I think I've listened to twice. Thank you. Thank you to Krista and Lindsay for being brave in the world and sharing your gifts. Your impact is wide and runs very deep."
Mm.
Thank you, Keely. That is so sweet. We really appreciate your reviews. It means a lot to us. It really helps us to get on amazing guests and just grow in a really organic way. So thank you for your words. They actually describe our show much better than we could.
Honestly, literally.
You
guys are fucking amazing ass writers. Yeah. So thanks for writing reviews. It just means a lot to us. And we will see you at the workshop series. We will see you on Instagram, and check out the shop for all of the things to help you in your evolution.
Yeah. We love you. We'll see you next time.
We love you.